And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you sent for Sandy Creek and Blue Hill in Blue Hills. We spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Matt Schwartzendruber. And coach, your ball club has won four out of your last five ball games. Obviously playing well down the stretch.
Yeah, we feel really good about how we've come back since the break after that St. Cecilia game. We played really well up in Ord two games and won the holiday tournament there, beating Broken Bow and Ord, and came back and kind of got off track a little bit against St. Paul. They played, a lot of credit to St. Paul, they played phenomenal that night, and our defense was almost non-existent, I guess you could say, and they caught us. And really, you know, looking at it, the way things have gone the last week and a half, it was a wake-up call. You know, our kids have been a lot more dedicated in practice, have been a lot more focused in practice, just on the little things that we do that we were harping on them on time and time again. And they kind of seen in that game, you know, film never lies, and they go back and show them that game the things we didn't do, the little things that hurt us that cost us the game. And more than anything, I guess I could say the success we've had the last couple of weeks has an awful lot to do with how well we've practiced and how focused we've been in our preparation.
Dropped some games earlier in this season. What's been a big turnaround here as of late?
I think level of play. You know, the competition we played was a big thing. Man, that was murder's row for us before Christmas, starting out with Kearney Catholic early, Adams Central early, Donovan, St. Cecilia. I mean, I look at their schedule, and St. Cecilia is the best 4-8 team I've ever seen. They've got some talent. They played a rough schedule about like us, and we told the kids if we could make it through that stretch, it would prepare us for later in the year, and that's kind of what it's done. You know, we're used to playing at a very high level right now against some good competition, and what we learned in those games is really carrying over now after Christmas.
You guys happy with the way the team is progressing? You thinking maybe make a run this year?
Well, we hope so. You know, it's these 2 weeks here are always tough for us. This week with Blue Hill Thayer, and then going up to Sutton next week, that's always a tough one as well. And, you know, I think the last 3 years we've played Blue Hill something like five times. There's been a total of 9 points separating us in those five games. So it's really become a pretty good rivalry where you can throw records and talent out the window. It's just going to be a dogfight against two programs that respect each other. Those kind of games are what make us good. You know, those kind of games that make you good down the stretch. We hope we can make a run at it. You know, Adams Central's still going to be pretty good. Grand Island Central Catholic in our sub-district's going to be good. Looking at our conference at the Southern Nebraska Conference, there's a good chance we'll be the seventh seed going in with a 10-5 record because there's some pretty good ball teams there. And you have Heartland who's playing up all the time getting some points. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. But we think we got the capability to make a run at somebody if we play hard and we play smart.
Coach, talk about your ball club. Obviously, Mitch Hendricks is the guy you guys turn to a lot on the outside. Andrew Kuda is the guy inside.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good inside-outside combination with those two. And with the rest of the seniors, though, they've played together for an awful lot of years. They know each other real well. They know what's expected of each other. And it's been really nice for us lately. When one kid's having an off night, we have somebody else pick him up. You know, Andrew had a couple good games lately. He had 22 on Tuesday night or Saturday night against Superior. Mitch is scoring double figures. Brendan Leposky's been scoring for us. Anthony Grazier's had some good nights shooting the ball as of late. And Caleb Schlick, our big kid inside, we're really starting to see a change in him. He missed almost all of last season with an ACL injury, and it's taken him really till now to get his aggressiveness back. And we've seen really some pretty good production out of him, maybe not scoring points, but rebounding and playing defense that has helped us an awful lot.
What about this Blue Hill team? What do you see out of them?
They're feisty. Like I say, there's a total of 9 points separating us the last five games, and it's always going to be a battle. It's been, as I said, become a pretty good, you know, local rivalry. Kids know each other, families know each other. They're competitive. You know, one thing that's been Blue Hill's trademark and everything down here about the last 5-6 years is they've had some really competitive kids. And those kids, whether it's in football or basketball, it carries over from one sport to the next, and they're going to play hard. It's going to be aggressive. I told our kids it's going to be a dogfight for a while. I expect it to be really close throughout. So it's just going to depend on us maintaining our focus and making plays. You know, I think we hold an advantage inside a little bit with Andrew and Caleb. We want to try to kind of get in there. But as always, our calling card is kind of our defense. Our defense has been phenomenal the last three games. We've only been giving up about 32 points a game in that stretch, and that's well below what our goal is. So if we can get that going tonight and, you know, limit what they can do and try to get them to go up and down a little bit and play a little faster than what they're used to, that bodes well in our favor.
Let's talk about a couple of things you absolutely have to get done tonight to come out here with a win.
Number one, we got a rebound. You know, that was the big key going back and looking at the film and things from last year in the game we played with Blue Hill over at our place. We didn't rebound very well, and it kept them in the game. They got a lot of second-chance points and put them in the free-throw line. So priority number one is rebounding. Number two is pushing the ball up the floor in tempo and then catching things in rhythm and hitting open shots. We got a one thing that killed us, again, it didn't kill us, but hurt us Saturday night against Superior. We were 25 of 69 from the floor. You know, missing 44 shots, you're not going to beat somebody good. So we got to do a better job of being focused and being shot ready, and we get those open looks, knocking them down. Thanks, Mike.
That's Matt Switchendruber, head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around. We'll have more on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
You get more Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you sent for Blue Hill and Sandy Creek tonight. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Blue Hill head coach Joe Hubble and Coach Ertz. Ball club sitting at 4-8 in the season. Talk about the season so far.
Well, we're not quite where we wanted to be, but we had a tough schedule to start with. Kennesaw, you know, they have lost a game this year, and then we had Donovan Trumbull after that. Kids got down a little bit. Still trying to fight through it after being down for those first few games. But if we can play to our capabilities and play hard, we do well. But when we start getting those places in the game and we kind of go down a little bit and get frustrated, then it gets away from us.
Talk about your ball club. Who are some of the guys we're going to see tonight?
Well, we have a good point guard in Mitch Rubelid. He's been leading our team. He's been averaging consistently between 15 and 17 points a game the last six games. Maverick Buzzmoon, 24. He's doing a good job for us, too. And then Chase Golder down the post. Been coming on lately, so that should help us down low. And then we have Luke Feynman, a sophomore. Feeling good, and we got some other guys off the bench.
Talk about some of the things you like to do as a basketball team.
Well, we want to try to push it. We think we do better if we run the ball and take care of it. This year, we've cut down on turnovers quite a bit from last year. We just got to play harder. You know, we like to get up and down the floor, get after it. We do much better that way.
Coming off of a win over Franklin the other night, 63-46. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was a tough game for us because we came off a heartbreaker the night before against Rec-Thi when we had total control of it the first quarter, and then we just let them back in the game, and then they won it down to the stretch. So we had to make a decision right then, and we're going to play hard and make something this season yet, or just play through it. So, yeah, we come back, and we played really hard second half, and I think the boys got their legs back and got some confidence going again, and we'll see what happens tonight with that.
Anytime a Blue Hill and Sandy Creek get together, you know we're into it for a dogfight. Do you expect that type of game tonight?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Hope we can be right there at the end again. Last two or three years, always been the last shot, last second. Last year we played really well, we thought, against them, but then we just kind of let them come back, and then they hit that shot right at the end. You know, that was a good, well-played game, and it seemed like no matter who's playing on the floor, those two teams, it comes down to the last shot.
What do you see out of Sandy Creek this year?
Oh, they have a lot of athletes, and you know, they're deep. They have a lot of players. Of course, they have one of the best players in the area, Mitch Heinrichs. We just got to play good defense. If we play good defense, we can control them. We think we have a good chance. But if we don't play good defense, they'll run away with it.
Anything special for Heinrichs tonight there on the point?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Well, we're going to run a couple of different things we think will help. Still, it's a team defense, so. But, yeah, because they have other players, too. So, yeah, we'll make sure we know where he is on the floor.
Yeah, Kuda's another tough one inside.
Yeah, they have an inside-outside gang with Kuda and Heinrichs. But, we match up well with these guys, we think. So.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Joe Hubble, the head coach for Blue Hill on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Heinrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Blue Hill as we get sent for the boys' game here tonight between Sandy Creek and Blue Hill. High school basketball coverage brought to you in part tonight here on The Breeze by Tramer's Food Center, also by New Beginnings Preschool, by Ron's Pharmacy, and by South Central State Bank. Girls' game won by Sandy Creek tonight by the score of 50-40 over Blue Hill. Now we got the men's game coming up next, the boys' game up next here on The Breeze. Blue Hill coming in. A record of 4 wins and 8 losses on the season. You just heard their head coach and Joe Hubble as they get set to go here tonight. Blue Hill winning their last ball game out. That was a victory over Franklin, 63-46. Blue Hill played in the Axtell Holiday Basketball Tournament this year. They won their first game over Eustis Farnham during the break, 58-33. Then lost to Spalding Academy in the championship of that Axtell Holiday Tournament, 85-59. Since the first of the year, Blue Hill has 2 wins and 2 losses. They beat Silver Lake 50-48, then dropped 2 games, 1 to Gibbons 71-47, and 1 to Red Cloud 48-46. And they came back in the last outing last Saturday and beat Franklin by a score of 63-46. Blue Hill is a team that's averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 54 defensively. Their leading scorer on the season so far has been Mitch Ruballad. He is averaging 11.6 points per ball game. And also Maverick Busboom. Busboom is also averaging 11.6 points per ball game. Blue Hill is a team that is hitting 35% of their field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, and 52% from the free throw line. Sandy Creek is a team that's kind of caught fire as of late. The Cougars have won 4 out of their last 5 ball games. They went up and played in the Ord Holiday Basketball Tournament, won that tourney 50-45 over Broken Bow and 55-42 over Ord. Their loss has been to St. Paul, 70-62. But after that, they've come back with 2 straight wins, 48-29 over Deschler and 61-33 over Superior. Sandy Creek is a team that is hitting right at 42% from the field, 27% from three-point territory, 59% from the free-throw line. They out-rebound their opponents 26-23. They average 50 points per ball game on offense and give up 43.5 on the defensive end. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com. Given the starting lineups here tonight for Sandy Creek, they will go with Brendan Leposky. Leposky is a 6'1" sophomore who is averaging 5.8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Mitch Hendricks, the playmaker, 6'2", a senior. Hendricks is averaging 14.9 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Andrew Kuda is a 6'3" senior. He's averaging 13.2 points and 6.2 rebounds per game. Anthony Grazier is a 6-foot senior. Grazier is averaging 4.9 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. And then Caleb Schleck, a 6'6" senior. Schleck is averaging 3.2 points and 5.2 rebounds per ball game. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their red uniforms here tonight. Bobcats going to be introduced. We're going to start with Mitchell Ruballad at guard, 6-foot junior. Ruballad is averaging 11.6 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Luke Fama is a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 8.9 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Shane Kometcher is a 5'11" senior. Kometcher averaging 1.1 rebound per game. Chase Golter is a 6'1" senior. He's averaging 4.3 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Then Maverick Busboom is a 6'3" senior. Busboom is averaging 11.6 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. Again, the Bobcats averaging right at 47.5 points per ball game on offense, giving up 54 points per ball game on defense. Right now, they're playing in the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight from Blue Hill. So the playing of the national anthem, who's got set for basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show called Terry or Jason today at 750-6060. Or you can visit NewTech at yieldleader.com. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their road red uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. Blue Hill going to be our home standing white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue here tonight. Bombcats will shoot to our basket to our right. Boys high school basketball after Sandy Creek won the opener tonight in the girls game, 50-40 over the fifth-ranked team in Class C1, the Blue Hill Bobcats. So Bus Boom will tip things off here for Blue Hill against Mitch Henricks, and the ball is controlled by Blue Hill. Sandy Creek, you can always count on a tough man-to-man defense out of the Cougars. They give up only 43.5 points per ball game. On defense, Kometscher has got the ball. Kometscher's pass will be deflected. It's going to be picked up here by Andrew Kuda. So a first turnover on Blue Hill. It occurs on their opening possession of the ball game. Henricks with the ball. Henricks now for Sandy Creek. Moves it to the near sideline to Leposky. Back out to Mitch. Mitch Henricks dribbling the ball here against the Blue Hill defense. They're going to start off with a man-to-man defense against Sandy Creek here in the opening quarter of play. Mitch Henricks is double-teamed here on the near sideline. And now we got a traveling violation. They got Mitch in a jam right here right in front of the Blue Hill bench, and Mitch is called for the traveling violation. First turnover in the ball game on Sandy Creek. Just underway, the Cougars and the Bobcats here tonight in boys high school basketball from Blue Hill. Bobcats have the ball. Rubalet has got it now. Mitch Rubalet, as he brings it into the offensive zone out here against Henricks, comes across the top as he gets to Bus Boom. Bus Boom down to Feynman. Top of the key to Golter. Moves it to the wing on the left side. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down again by Kuda. Second turnover on Blue Hill here in the basketball game. Coming back with the ball is going to be Brendan Leposky now for Sandy Creek. Near sideline to Mitch Henricks as he holds the ball. Now he drives it down to the baseline, stops there, spins, gets the ball to Andrew Kuda. His shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be around the rim, falls off, no good. And we got a foul call and a rebound. A rebounding foul here is going to go on Sandy Creek. Out goes on Caleb Schlick. That's going to be his first personal foul. 6:41 to play here in the opening quarter. No score between Sandy Creek and Blue Hill. There's a Rubalet. His long pass down the floor. They get it to Golter. He drives the baseline. His shot is up and in. Chase Golter scoring there for Blue Hill. And the Bobcats are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. There's a Brendan Leposky with the ball. Leposky bounce pass to the near sideline. Henricks has got it. Henricks around the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Left open. There's a bounce pass down low. Kuda grabs it. A shot. No good. He's fouling the play. They jam the ball down low to Andrew Kuda, and he draws a personal foul on the Bobcats. The foul is going to go on Luke Feynman. That's going to be his first. The first team foul on the Bobcats. Andrew Kuda was in the act of shooting here. So Kuda will go to the free throw line for two shots. 2-0 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. The shot is up there. The shot is no good. Kuda will have one more. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. Sandy Creek hitting 59% of their foul shots as a team. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. So Kuda misses a pair. Chase Golter gets the rebound for the Bobcats. Here's a Rubalet with the ball as he brings it into the offensive zone now against Mitch Henricks on the far sideline for Sandy Creek. Rubalet has got it. He backs it up against Henricks. Now throws it to the far side. That's going to be Bus Boom with the ball. Inside to get it to Feynman. Out here on the wing on the right side. Rubalet shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Kuda. So Kuda gets the rebound. Now the pass to Leposky down the near sideline. And a palming violation is to be called on Anthony Grazier. So Grazier hit with a turnover here. Second turnover on Sandy Creek. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Blue Hill is out on top. Mitch Rubalet has got the ball now for Blue Hill. He throws it down the floor as they get it down in the corner to Golter. Now the back to the left side. A shot by Bus Boom. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. Not good. And he's fouled. Shane Kometscher working hard in there. He got the offensive board and the put back. And he's fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called on Caleb Schlick again. That's going to be his second personal foul. Shane Kometscher going to the free throw line. Schlick is going to come out. Coming to the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Brady Shipley. Shipley averaging 3.3 points per ball game. Kometscher to the free throw line. It's 4-0. Blue Hill has got the lead. Shot is up there from the stripe. It's going to be good as he banks one home. 5-0 is the score. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play as Sandy Creek brings the ball back the other way. There's a Mitch Henricks behind the screen from Kuda.
Dumps the ball down low. Nobody there. Kuda was supposed to be there as he was going to roll down the lane. He got kind of held up at the free throw line, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover number three on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. 5-0 is the score. The Bobcats out on top. In the girls' game, Sandy Creek jumped out on top of Blue Hill 15-0 in the first quarter. Here's a Rubalad with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sandy Creek still in a man-to-man defense. Mitch Rubalad working here against Mitch Hendricks. Ball tipped away. Rubalad gets it back. Now bounce pass down in the corner. Gulcher drives the baseline. His shot is up and in. Chase Gulcher is scoring there for Blue Hill. The Bobcats have a 7-0 lead over Sandy Creek. There's Mitch Hendricks again. He walks the ball across the midcourt stripe. We're down to 4:50 to play here in the first quarter. Shipley gets the ball inside to Kuda. His shot in the lane is no good, but he draws the personal foul. And Andrew Kuda will go back to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. A personal foul is going to be called on the Chase Gulcher of Blue Hill. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Bobcats. And going to the free throw line will be Andrew Kuda for Sandy Creek. He missed a couple of free throws a few seconds ago. This one is up there. It's perfect. Kuda averaging 13.2 points per ball game. Second leading scorer on the team behind Mitch Hendricks. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek will be Scott Hild. Coming out is going to be Brandon Leposky. So Hild into the ball game, averaging just a skosh shorter than 2 points per ball game. Andrew Kuda throws up the second free throw, which is good. Cougars are finally on the scoreboard. 7-2 is the score. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on the breeze. Rubalad has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Driving down to the baseline, the ball is knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there for Sandy Creek was Mitch Hendricks. Blue Hill plays it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bobcats have an early 7-2 lead here over Sandy Creek with 4:32 to play in the first quarter. Rubalad has got it in the corner on the left side. Picked up by Hendricks. Now they feed it inside to Gulcher out on the right wing. Kometscher has got the ball. Kometscher out here to Maverick Busboom. Busboom dribbling with the ball to the wing on the right side. Moves it down on the baseline to Fame, but now to Busboom. 4-3. Shot is up there. Good. Maverick Busboom knocks down a tray there for Blue Hill. That's a 10-2 ball game in favor of the Bobcats. There's Mitch Hendricks again walking it across the midcourt stripe into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Scott Hill. This pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So it's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball down here in the corner on the near sideline. 4 minutes to play. We're halfway through this opening quarter from Blue Hill High School tonight. 10-2 is the score. The Bobcats have the lead. Andrew Kuda has got the ball outside to Mitch for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Blue Hill. Running back the other way is Feynman. Goes for the basket. Shot good. And we have got a timeout, Sandy Creek, as Blue Hill has opened up a 10-point lead early in the ballgame. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 12, Sandy Creek 2.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. High school basketball tonight on The Breeze. Blue Hill out to a 12-2 lead over Sandy Creek. Cougars have the ball. Shipley is passing the near sideline. Is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover in the ball game. Here's a boom. No, Feynman coming back the other way. His shot is up and in. Luke Feynman scores on the Sandy Creek turnover. And it is 14-2. The Bobcats have the lead. Mitch Hendricks with the ball now as he walks it in the offensive zone for Sandy Creek. Goes over there to Brady Shipley. Shipley down to Scott Hill. His pass inside is going to be tipped away. Tipped away again from Kuda. And the ball is brought out of there by the Bobcats. Rubalad has got the ball outside to Kometscher. Now to Rubalad. Lobs it inside to Feynman. Outside the arc. Now to Busboom. Busboom hands it away. Now to Kometscher. 14-2. The Bobcats have the lead. There's Maverick Busboom with the ball in the wing. His pass can be deflected back out of bounds by the Sandy Creek defense. Into the ball game now for the Cougars will be Brendan Leposky. Coming out will be Anthony Grazier. 2:56 to play here in the first quarter. 14-2. Blue Hill has got the lead. Mitch Rubalad has got the ball here on the wing. moves to his right on the dribble. Now he picks it up. He's in trouble. Sends it down in the corner. There's Bus Boom. His shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Chase Golter. Golter with 6 points here in the first quarter. 16-2. Blue Hill has got the lead. But Hendricks down the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play as Hendricks goes tumbling out of bounds underneath the basket. So a great start here for Blue Hill. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Bobcats. It's going to go and Chase Golter. That's going to be his second. Mitch Hendricks in the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. Mitch is averaging 14.9 points per ball game, a 61% foul shooter in the season. He's 49 out of 80. As free throw is up there, it's going to be good. 16-3 is the score now. As the Cougars have dug themselves a hole here in the first quarter. Mitch Hendricks will have another shot here for Sandy Creek. It's up there. The shot is in and out. No good. And the rebound comes out of Feynman. So it's 16-3 with 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Back with the ball for Blue Hill is going to be Bus Boom. Goes to Feynman over here on the elbow, left side. Now gives it away down there on the baseline. They come way out of the top. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Parker Trump. Goes into the ball game. Rebound comes down to Kometscher. He keeps it alive here for the Bobcats. Out of Maverick Busboom. They lob it inside to Trumbull. Gives it back here to Kometscher. He drives it. He loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Sandy Creek ball. So Sandy Creek will play things in with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 16-3 is the score. Bobcats have the lead. Mitch Hendricks on the dribble now for Sandy Creek. Goes over there on the wing to Brandon Leposki. Down in the corner, Scott Hill for three shots and air ball. And a rebound on the weak side there by Maverick Busboom. Busboom gets it in the hands now of Mitch Rubalid. And Mitch will bring her up here for the Bobcats. Brings it into the offensive zone against the Mitch Hendricks. Bounce pass over here to Kometscher. Shane Kometscher gets it in the hands of Feynman. Back outside the ring again. Maverick Busboom as he holds it there against Hendricks. There's a pass to Rubalid inside the free throw circle. Backs it on out. Scott Hill right in his grill defensively for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass across the top to Kometscher. Kometscher now to Feynman. Feynman holds it to the near sideline now to Parker Trumbull on the right side of the lane. There's Busboom. His fall away jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Brady Shipley with the ball. Gets it to Hendricks. Into the forecourt to Leposki. Down to the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. He draws a personal foul. Foul here. We're going to Bobcats with a minute and 12 seconds to play. In the first quarter, it's going to go on Kometscher. That's going to be his first. Team found number four. All in Blue Hill here in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line will be Brendan Leposki for Sandy Creek, a 63% foul shooter. And his shot is up there and in. He'll get one more. Sandy Creek is a team hitting 59% from the charity stripe this year. 16-4 is the score. Sandy Creek has yet to hit a field goal here in the first quarter. All 4 points have been from the free throw line. Brendan Leposki will have one more. It's up there and a good. That makes the score 16-5 in favor of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Back with the ball is going to be Mitch Rubalid as he brings it into the offensive zone. Now takes it down the right side of the lane, puts a man in the air, fires up a 10-footer. Good. Mitch Rubalid scores. That's going to be his first field goal of the ball game. It's 18-5 now in favor of the Blue Hill Bobcats. There's a Hendricks with the ball, moves it over to Grazier, who's back into the ball game. Now to Hendricks, into a pass. They get it inside down to Kuda, and he throws it down in the corner. It's going to be out of bounds. They got her inside right in front of the basket there. Andrew Kuda gave it away down in the corner. And now the official is going to confer. They're going to give the ball to Sandy Creek instead. They're going to give the ball to the Cougars instead down here. So Sandy Creek will play things in deep in the corner to the right side of their basket. And they look to play things in with 44.3 seconds to play. Anthony Grazier, his pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Blue Hill tries to grab it, and they call a timeout. Did they get possession? Yes. Down to the bottom of the stack, getting possession of the ball down there was a Jace. Let's see, into the bottom of the stack there was a Jace Crano down there for Blue Hill. He calls the timeout. So we got a timeout. We'll take a break here late in the first quarter. The score is going to be Blue Hill 18, Sandy Creek 5.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek won the opener tonight in the girls' game, 50-40 over Blue Hill. The Bobcats out on top here in the boys' ball game, 18-5. We're under 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Blue Hill High School. Ruballin has got the ball out here in three-point territory, drives it into the lane, throws it down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Crano with the ball. Crano comes out here to Maverick Busboom. His pass deflected out of bounds by Grazier of Sandy Creek. So Blue Hill will play things in right in front of us here on the near sideline. Jace Crano is going to inbound the ball here for Blue Hill. They'll get it in out here near the 10-second line. Rube Ballard, he will hold the ball out here for the Bobcats, and now he'll dribble it against Henricks. Pulls up inside the three-point arc, throws it to the far sideline. Maverick Busboom has got the ball. The Rube Ballard in a traveling violation. Traveling violation there. That's going to be the third turnover in Blue Hill in the ball game. Now 2.5 seconds to play. In the first quarter, Sandy Creek will play things in backcourt. Mitch Henricks with the ball. He launches it from backcourt. Far short. That's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Blue Hill 18, Sandy Creek 5.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Chuck Drilling, also by CPI Mr. Tire, by Agrest Incorporated, and by Brian Shaw, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. 18-5 is the score. Sandy Creek without a field goal here in this first quarter of play. All of their points came from the free throw line. Meanwhile, the Bobcats have shot only one free throw in the first quarter. 18-5 is the score. It's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. As Leposky gets things in now to Mitch Henricks. Blue Hill now in a man-to-man defense here. There's Leposky out to Andrew Kuda behind the screen from Schleck. Gives the ball away, cranking up a three ball from the corner. His shot is up and in. Brandon Leposky cranks up the tray from the corner. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 18-8 here in the second quarter. About 30 seconds in. Here's a Blue Hill with the ball. Maverick Busboom with the ball. Bounce pass comes inside. A shot taken by Golter. No good. Rebound comes down to Kuda. One shot and done as the Bobcats drop back on defense. Mitch Henricks dribbles inside the paint. Henricks gives it away now to Grazier. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Schlick inside, and the ball is intercepted there by the Bobcats. That's turnover number 6 already on Sandy Creek. Running back the other way. Golter, his pass in the lane to Feynman. His shot is in. Luke Feynman scores there for Blue Hill. 20-8 is the score now. The Bobcats have the lead. Here's Mitch Henricks with the ball. Goes over here to Grazier on the wing on the left side. Grazier looking. Bounce pass goes to Kuda. Left side of the lane. Backs up. Spins on the baseline. Shot up there. No good. And the ball is ripped out of there by Golter. Blue Hill has got it again with a 12-point lead. Here's a Mitch Ruballard with the ball now. Stops as he brings it across the 10-second line. Goes to the far sideline to Busboom. Busboom pulls up left side of the lane. Out on top now between the circles to Kometcher. He holds the ball against his Sandy Creek man-to-man defense. Kometcher takes it to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Hands it away to Busboom inside the free throw circle. His shot up with Grazier is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Leposky. Brandon Leposky, right-handed dribble into the forecourt to Mitch Henricks here on the near sideline. Dribbles to the elbow, left side. The ball poked away by Busboom. Picked back up here by Henricks, and a foul is going to be called. Maverick Busboom is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Bobcats here in the first half. That's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out on top of Leposki. Shot for three. Good. Leposki now with back-to-back trays here in this second quarter for Sandy Creek. 20-11 is the score. Sandy Creek down by 9 points. Down the near sideline is Shane Kometscher for Blue Hill. Kometscher, bounce pass comes to Golter. Golter drives the baseline. His pass is going to be deflected, and the ball's brought out of there by Schleck. That's the fourth turnover on Blue Hill in the ball game. Schleck gets it away now to Mitch Henricks. Henricks back into the forecourt now for the Cougars. Behind a screen from Schleck. Henricks still with the ball. Down in the corner. Bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Schleck, and the ball knocked out of bounds there by Blue Hill's Chase Golter. So Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Andrew Kuda has got the ball. Kuda out here to Brandon Leposki, who's knocked down a couple of trays here in the second quarter. Now he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it to Henricks down in the corner on the right side and threw it too far into the nickel seats. Seven turnovers on Sandy Creek so far. Blue Hill at 62% of their field goals in the first quarter. They were 8 out of 13. Sandy Creek missed their only two attempts. Sandy Creek trailing by 9 points here. Feynman has got the ball left side of the lane. The ball is going to be knocked loose and is picked up by Grazier. Grazier has got it down for Sandy Creek. He gets it into the hands of Kuda, down to Henricks. 5-11 to play here in the second quarter, 20-11. The Bobcats have the lead. Here's Leposki with the ball. Bounce pass inside to get the ball to Kuda. Kuda dishes the ball away. There's a shot by Henricks. No good. Rebound Henricks. Follow shot. No good. He's fouled in the play. Mitch Henricks will go to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Maverick Busboom for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So going to the free throw line will be Mitch Henricks. He is one out of two so far tonight. Sandy Creek with only two field goals the way it is so far. In this first half, a couple of three-pointers by Brandon Leposki. Henricks will have a free throw here. His first one is up there. It's good. He will get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. The score is now 20-12. So Sandy Creek is staying within striking distance, doing all their damage for the most part from the free throw line tonight. Next shot is up there. That's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, picked up by Schleck. An offensive rebound by Caleb Schleck. Out of Henricks out here in three-point territory. 20-12 was the score. 4:50 to play. Here in the second quarter, Henricks at the free throw line. Throws it over on the right side. That's going to be Leposki. His pass is deflected. Leposki grabs it back. Out of Mitch Henricks, left side of the lane. Powers his way toward the goal. Off-balance shot is up there. No good. Rebound, Busboom. Maverick Busboom with the ball now for Blue Hill. Back the other way to rebound it. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's around the rim and down. Mitch Ruballard scoring there for Blue Hill. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 22-12 is the score. Blue Hill with a 10-point lead. Henricks with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's Grazier. Grazier sends it inside to Kuda. His pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Ruballard. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hustles back the other way, and Mitch Ruballard gets the easy field goal. And again, Matt Schwartz and Druber wants to call a timeout. Blue Hill has doubled the score on the Sandy Creek Cougars here in the first half of play. 4:07 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 24, Sandy Creek 12.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze. Sandy Creek winning the first ball game, the girls' contest over Blue Hill by a score of 50-40. Michaela Shaw, 15 points. Connor Lowry, 15 points for Sandy Creek. Leading the way for Blue Hill tonight was Mackenzie Willicott, 10 points in a losing effort. Sandy Creek now 10-5 in the season. This is the second loss of the year for Blue Hill. They're now 12-2. Blue Hill has got the lead here in the second ball game, the boys' contest. 24-12 was the score. Sandy Creek with the ball following their timeout. Matt Schwarzendruber, not a happy camper, the head coach for Sandy Creek during the T.O. There's a shot there by Schlick that's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Luke Feynman of Blue Hill. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Caleb Schlick. as he was found in the act of shooting here. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze. Blue Hill and Sandy Creek in this doubleheader. Caleb Schlick to the free throw line, 50% on the season. His shot is up there way too hard, no good. Rebound comes down to Chase Goulter of Blue Hill. Gets it away to Rubalad as he'll bring things up now for the Bobcats. Mitch Rubalad gets away, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Nice pass down on the baseline to Goulter. Cross-court pass comes over here to a Kometscher. Kometscher at the elbow to Poe. Jason Poe's shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Schlick. Schlick is hit in backcourt, but he gets the ball away. Brady Shipley has got the ball now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. 24-12 is the score. Blue Hill's got the lead. There's a pass inside, intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Schlick, and he was held up again. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be thrown over the head of Jason Poe out of bounds. Rubalo trying to outrace the Sandy Creek defense back the other way. Throws it over the head of Jason Poe into the concrete wall behind the basket. Razor is going to check out. Here comes Hendricks back in there. 3:17 to play. Here in the second quarter, 24-12 is the score. Blue Hill is out on top. Hendricks takes it to the right side. The ball is going to be tipped away. And now it's going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So another turnover on the Cougars. That's 10 on Sandy Creek, 6 on Blue Hill here in the first half. Coming back is going to be Mitch Rubalad now for Blue Hill. Rubalad dribbling with the ball, goes over there to Maverick Busboom. Busboom on the dribble, gets away, drives the ball down to the baseline. His shot over Schlick is going to be no good. An air ball. Rebound is loose. It's going to be thrown in the corner and saved here by Blue Hill. Jason Poe has got the ball deep in the right corner now. Blue Hill holding it back out on top. There's Busboom. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound tapped around in the wing. Comes on the near sideline. It's picked up by Poe. Poe holds it now. Comes out to Rubalad on the wing on the right side. Rubalad moves it down to the right side. His shot from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound Schlick. He has it taken away by Jason Poe. Down in the corner. They get it down there to Goulter. His pass in the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sandy Creek. The Cougars have the ball. Brady Shipley back into the forecourt. Entry pass to get it inside to Schlick. His shot no good. Tip drive, but Schlick is up and in. That is the first two-point field goal of the ball game for Sandy Creek, and it comes with 2:10 remaining here in the second quarter. They do have a couple of three balls here in this first half of play. Here's Rubalad with the ball on the dribble, hands it away in three-point territory to Busboom, who gives it to Kometscher, drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. He goes, and his shot is good. Jane Kometscher now with 5 points in the ball game, 26-14. The Blue Hill Bobcats with the lead. Blue Hill coming in 4-8 on the season. Sandy Creek 8-5. There's Mitch Hendricks with the ball behind his screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane to the goal. He goes. His shot is up there and in. He's fouling the play. Mitch Hendricks gets the field goal to go down. And he is fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Maverick Busboom of Blue Hill. That's going to be his third personal foul. So Busboom now with three. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line will be Mitch Hendricks. It's now 26-16. A 10-point lead here for the Bobcats. Coming into the ball game now for Blue Hill is going to be Jace Crano. Crano wants to check in. Mitch Hendricks is going to go to the free throw line. He is 2 out of 4 so far tonight from the stripe. He's got 4 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's picked up on the baseline by Goulter. Goulter now to Rubalad. He runs her back the other way. Loses control of the dribble. The scramble is on. It's still loose. It's finally picked up here by Crano. Crano on the far sideline. Takes it back into the offensive zone. Crano double teamed on the far side. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. The foul goes on Mitch Hendricks. That's going to be his first. Blue Hill will play things in from the far sideline. Crano with 1:21 to play. The Rubalad is shot from the wing. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Kuda. Kuda has got the ball now for Sandy Creek to the near sideline to Hendricks. Down in the corner. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Brady Shipley. And now we got a whistle. Going to have a foul called. The basket is going to count by Brady Shipley, a three-pointer. But they're going to whistle a personal foul called here. We have a personal foul called here on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Kuda after the shot. So Brady Shipley is going to get the three-pointer. That makes the score 26-19, but Andrew Kuda picks up the personal foul. And for Kuda, that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 4 in the ball game for Sandy Creek. There's a pass to the free throw line, mishandled there by Feynman. The ball brought out there by Sandy Creek, and a foul is called. Feynman is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So now Maverick Busboom has got 3. Luke Feynman has got 3 for Blue Hill. 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Mitch Hendricks. He's got 4 points in the ball game, but he's just 2 out of 5 from the free throw line so far here in this first half. There's a shot that's up there. It's good. He will get one more. Mitch Hendricks, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 14.9 points per ball game. He's now got 5 here in this contest. Off of the bench, coming in now from Blue Hill, is going to be Kyle Teffer. Teffer is averaging 1.3 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Mitch Hendricks will have another free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. So a couple of free throws by Mitch Hendricks, and now the Cougars all of a sudden look up, and they're down by just 5 points. 26-21 is the score. Drew Ballard with the ball. He pulls up left side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. 10-footer for Mitch Drew Ballard. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 28-21. Here's Hendricks coming back to the free throw line, tries to put a man in the air, goes down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Leposky. No good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball to Sandy Creek. Cougars will play things in. Schlitt comes back into the ball game now for the Cougars. Going out for Sandy Creek is going to be Shipley. 28-21, Sandy Creek down by 7. Cougars will play it in. Granger from the top of the key. 3-pointers off the mark. No good. Off the left side, and the rebound comes down to Teffer for Blue Hill. Here come the Bobcats now. Clock is running. We're down to 25 seconds to play. We'll see if Blue Hill elects to go for the final shot here. Teffer on the far side to Rube Ballard. He lobs it in, and the lane is going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill ball. Bobcats will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 19 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 28-21. Blue Hill has got the lead. Ballard looks to play things in. It's off of the fingertips of Teffer. The ball is loose and it's picked up by Sandy Creek. Cougars have the ball. Now with 14 seconds to play. Mitch Hendricks into the offensive zone. Mitch just across the 10-second line here. Hendricks dribbles behind a screen by Schlick right at the top of the three-point arc. Here's a pass down low to Schlick, and Shaw's up and in. Caleb Schlick scoring there, and that is the end of the first half of play. So the Sandy Creek Cougars right back into the basketball game, they're trailing by just 5 at halftime after Blue Hill jumped out to an 18-5 lead after the first quarter. The score at halftime is now Blue Hill 28, Hastings Saints is Sandy Creek 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Blue Hill High School tonight. Boys High School basketball on the Breeze. 28-23 is our score here at the break. Blue Hill is out on top of Sandy Creek. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, your locally owned Allen's Superstore. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allenssuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 28-23 is our score here at halftime. It is Blue Hill out on top of Sandy Creek tonight. The Bobcats jumped out to a 7-0 lead in this basketball game before Sandy Creek was able to get on the board. To make it 7-2. Then the Bobcats scored 7 more points in a row to make it a 14-2 ball game. In fact, they got it out to 16-2 at one point there in the first quarter. It was 18-5 at the end of one quarter as Blue Hill dominated the first 8 minutes of play. Sandy Creek went without a field goal. And that's the first quarter. They had nothing but free throws, 5 free throws to account for their scoring. But Sandy Creek comes back in the second quarter and outscores Blue Hill 18-10. And we got ourselves a ball game here at halftime. It's now Blue Hill 28 and Sandy Creek 23. Checking the scoring in the first half. Sandy Creek has got just 5 guys that have scored so far. Brendan Leposky is leading the way. Leposky's got a couple of 3-pointers, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 8 points in the ball game. Mitch Henriks has got a field goal, and he is 4 out of 7 from the stripe. He has got 6 points. Caleb Schlick, he has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. He is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Brady Shipley came in, hit a 3-pointer for 3. Andrew Kuda has got 2 free throws and 4 attempts. He's got 2 points in the basketball game tonight for Sandy Creek. Blue Hill is being led by Mitch Rubalad. He's got 8 points. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points here in the first half. Luke Feynman, he has got 3 field goals for 6. Chase Golter, he's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Shane Kometscher, he's got 2 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Maverick Busboom, he has knocked down a 3-pointer for his only points in the contest. Blue Hill's got a couple of guys in foul trouble, both Luke Feynman and Maverick Busboom. They've got 3 personal fouls here at the break. Again, 28-23 is the score at halftime in boys' high school basketball tonight. Blue Hill has got the lead over Sandy Creek. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers right after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at Blue Hill High School here tonight. Boys High School basketball and the Breeze. We're at the halftime break, 28-23 is the score. Blue Hill out on top of Sandy Creek. Shooting numbers in the first half, Blue Hill 13 out of 25, 52%. Sandy Creek was 6 out of 14 for 43%. Three-pointers in the first half. We had Blue Hill at 1 out of 4 for 25%. Sandy Creek was 4 out of 6 for 67%. Rebounds being won by Blue Hill so far. The Bobcats have 15. The Cougars have 8. Blue Hill has got 5 offensive rebounds, 10 on defense. Sandy Creek has got 2 offensive rebounds, 6 on defense. The turnovers, Blue Hill has got 10 so far in the ball game. Sandy Creek has been credited with 11. Blue Hill has got 6 steals in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 7. Nobody's got a blocked shot yet in the ball game. From the free throw line, Blue Hill is just 1 out of 1. Sandy Creek has hit 9 out of 14 from the free throw line for 64%. So Blue Hill has got the lead over Sandy Creek here at the halftime break. The score is 28-23. And in the girls' ball game earlier tonight, it was Sandy Creek winning over Blue Hill by a score of 50-40. Sandy Creek scored the first 15 points of that ball game. Got out to a 16-2 first quarter lead. Cougars led 23-15 at halftime, 36-25 after three quarters. Blue Hill come back to within 9 points with about a minute and 29 seconds to play in the ball game, but the Cougars able to hold off any late game rally there by Blue Hill, and Sandy Creek goes on to win tonight on a score of 50-40. Michaela Shaw scored 15 points in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Connor Lowry had 15. Taylor Hendricks had 10. Meanwhile, for Blue Hill, it was Mackenzie Willicott scoring 10 points. She was the only player in double figures. So Sandy Creek is now 10-5 on the season. The Cougars, they will get ready to play again this weekend. They will play on Saturday night at Therese Central. Meanwhile, Blue Hill, that's just their second loss of the season. Their only other loss was to Hastings St. Cecilia in game number 4 of the season. They had a 9-game winning streak broken tonight. They'll get ready to play Lawrence Nelson next Tuesday. So the Sandy Creek Cougars winning in the girls' game tonight 50-40. Here in the boys' contest, we are at halftime, 28-23. Sandy Creek trailing Blue Hill by 5 points here at the break. Tomorrow, here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we'll have the excitement of Tri-City Storm Hockey, USHL Hockey from Fargo, as the Storm will take on the Fargo Force. Airtime tomorrow night is going to be at 7:15. The faceoff will be at 7:35. We will be in Grand Island tomorrow. We'll have high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High will play Grand Island Northwest. A girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game gets underway at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. Pre-game show at 5:45 tomorrow night on 1230 AM KHAS. 28-23 is our score here at halftime. Blue Hill with a 5-point lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on the Breeze. We've got the second half coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we've got the second half underway as Blue Hills gets the opening possession of this third quarter. Bobcats have a 5-point lead, 28-23. After jumping out to a 16-2 lead in the first quarter, Sandy Creek has done a good job getting back into the contest. There's a rebound with the ball. Goes over there on the far sideline down to Kometscher. Kometscher, bounce pass, goes down in the corner to Golter. Golter tries to split a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose. Golter picks it back up. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Blue Hill. That's going to be the 11th turnover on the Bobcats here in the ball game. That'll be Sandy Creek coming back the other way. The Cougars outscoring Blue Hill in the second quarter, 18-10. The slice into this lead is now 5 points at 28-23. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's Grazier with the ball to Schlick. Lobs the ball down low. Kuda grabs it and shot up and in. Andrew Kuda gets the field goal, and now it's a 28-25 ball game. This is as close as the Cougars have been in a long, long time. Drew Ballard has got the ball. Far sideline to Busboom playing with three personal fouls. There's a pass mishandled by Kometscher, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Kuda. So back-to-back turnovers to begin the second half of play for the Blue Hill offense. 28-25 is the score. Brandon Leposki on the wing to Kuda. Bounce pass left side to Hendricks, looking to penetrate. Pulls back out into three-point territory. Works it around to the right wing. Leposki has got the ball. Leposki out here now to Mitch Hendricks. Man-to-man defense for the Blue Hill Bobcats, 28-25. Blue Hill has got the lead. Hendricks brings the ball over here to Grazier. Traveling violation. Anthony Grazier gets in with a traveling violation. It's going to be turnover number 12. Turnover number 12 now on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Blue Hill will bring the ball up, and it looks like Sandy Creek is going to flash a little zone now. That's a Blue Hill. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. Three-pointer thrown up there by Busboom. And it's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there is going to be blocked out of bounds. Golter got the offensive board. Golter got the offensive board, and the shot was blocked out of bounds. So Blue Hill will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Drew Ballard has got the ball out on top now. As he gets it to Kometscher. Left side of the lane, deep in a corner. They get it down to Feynman. Now down low. That's going to be Golter again. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. And Blue Hill again will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 6:04 to play. Here in the third quarter, 28-25. Blue Hill leading by 3 points. Mitch Drew Ballard has got the ball right side of the lane as they get there to a Golter. Out on top now to a Maverick Busboom. Picked up out there by Mitch Hendricks. Busboom picks up the dribble, reverses the ball, gets it to Kometscher. Kometscher now to Drew Ballard. They got Feynman posted up on the left side of the lane. They can't get the ball to him. Now Feynman's deep in a corner. Now they lob it inside. That'll be Busboom, who drops the ball down low. The shot there by Golder is going to be knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Kuda, and then they lose the ball out of bounds. Mitch Hendricks loses the ball out of bounds. Kuda had it. And they turn the ball away. That's Schwarzendruber, the head coach of the Cougars, not happy with it. Right in front of us here. There's Drew Ballard. His three-pointers put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out to Grazier. Grazier now to Hendricks as he runs her back the other way for Sandy Creek. Down the lane he goes. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's good. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Blue Hill. Mitch Hendricks gets the field goal to go down. And a blocking foul here is going to be called on the Blue Hill Bobcats. The basket is going to count. The foul is going to go on Luke Feynman. That's going to be his fourth foul. Mitch Hendricks to the free throw line. So now Feynman has got four personal fouls for Blue Hill. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third. And now the Cougars have a chance to pull even here. It's 28-27. Hendricks to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Sandy Creek has completed their comeback, and they have tied it up now at 28 points apiece. 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play. After trailing by 14 points in the first quarter, Sandy Creek has come back to tie things up. Here's Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher down to Drew Ballard. Drew Ballard out here in 3 points here. Toy now to Kometscher. Runs the offense, runs it down in the corner. Feynman stays in there with four personal fouls. That's a Drew Ballard with the ball. Loses it out of bounds, but they say it was tipped out of his hands there by Hendricks. And Drew Ballard will play things in off of the far sideline. Now coming into the ball game for Blue Hill is going to be Jason Poe. Going out is going to be Feynman. So Feynman comes to the bench now with four personal fouls. Blue Hill plays it in. Kometscher has got it out here in 3 point territory. Wings it back to the other side. Drew Ballard has got it. He holds it there against Grazier. Grazier knocks the ball loose, and Sandy Creek has the ball. A turnover on Blue Hill, and now the Cougars have a chance to pull ahead for the first time. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. 4:48 to play here in the third quarter. On the wing on the right side is going to be Leposky dribbling with it. Gives it away now to Caleb Schlick. Now to Hendricks. Free throw line jumper. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Hendricks. Keeps the ball alive here for the Cougars. Mitch Hendricks at the top of the key. Looking. Now backs it out near the 10-second line. Mitch Hendricks dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top at Grazier. Grazier at the free throw line. Gives it up now to Kuda. Kuda out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with it. Down to the left side of the lane. Stops there. Back to the basket. Bounce pass goes to Schlick, dribbles down to baseline, traveling violation as he falls down with it right in front of the basket. Traveling violation on Sandy Creek into the ball game now is going to be, let's see, coming in is going to be Shipley. And going out is going to be Leposky. We're tied up at 28 points apiece, 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Blue Hill here tonight. Here's Kometscher with the ball, moves it down in the corner. They come back out here in three-point territory to Drew Ballard. He holds the ball back down in the corner. Jason Poe. Poe picked it up by Schlick. He shovels the ball off inside. We got another two to the whistle and a foul called. They got the ball inside to Golter, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Brady Shipley for Sandy Creek. That is the first foul on Shipley. Team foul number one on Sandy Creek here in the second half of play. 3:53 to play third quarter. We're tied up at 28 points apiece. Maverick Busboom with the ball. Now to Drew Ballard. The Kometscher down in the corner. They get it down to Poe. Back outside. There's a three-pointer put up by Drew Ballard. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mitch Hendricks for Sandy Creek. They get it ahead. Now to Shipley from the corner. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Schlick. Follow shot. Good. And Sandy Creek now has the lead. Their first lead of the ball game. With 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the third quarter, it's 30-28. There's Golter with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here. The bus boom sends it down to the baseline to Kometcher. Now to bus boom inside again. There's a shot no good by Golter. Rebound is loose. We got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Blue Hill. So a foul on the Bobcats. It's going to go on Chase Golter. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on bus boom, three on Golter, four on Feynman. And now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. The Bobcats and head coach Joe Hubble wants to talk things over. Sandy Creek has got the lead. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's now Sandy Creek 30, Blue Hill 28.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Blue Hill is 0-6 from the field here in the third quarter of play. Thus, Sandy Creek has erased a 5-point halftime deficit. The Cougars now out on top by a score of 30-28. Blue Hill's got some guys in foul trouble, so a long way to go. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter here from Blue Hill tonight. Sandy Creek won the first game in the girls' contest 50-40 over the fifth-ranked team in Class C1, the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Sandy Creek with the ball following the timeout. Here's Grazier with it now. Grazier out here in three-point territory behind a Kuda screen. Gives it over here. On the right wing to Shipley as he holds the ball. Two-handed pass goes back to the far side. Grazier. Bounce pass inside to Kuda. Mishandles the ball. It's out of bounds. Had to give the ball to Blue Hill. Another turnover on Sandy Creek. That's 15 from the ball game now on the Cougars. They average 13 on the season. There's a pass back the other way. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up in the lane there by Shipley. So the 15th turnover on Blue Hill. 30-28 is the score. A two-point lead here for the Sandy Creek Cougars as they come back. Here's Grazier with the ball in the wing on the left side. Grazier gets it out here to Jared Brocklin, who's into the ball game now. To the free throw line to Hendricks. Gets it out to Grazier. His shot for three is going to be too strong. The ball goes to the Coughlin corner. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. Brocklin chasing after it there and could not come up with it. Kuda is going to come out. 30-28 is the score. Grazier is also going to check out here for Sandy Creek. Hendricks back in there. Austin Nacky also into the ball game now for the Cougars. Blue Hill has got the ball here on the near sideline with 2:19 to play in the third quarter. Ruballet has got it high above his head, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a bus boom with the ball. Bus boom to Kometcher. Right sideline now to Jordan Dayton Hamill, who's into the ball game. There's a shot off the baseline by Ruballet. It's up and in. An off-balance shot down there on the left baseline as he scores from about 10 feet away. Ruballet has now got 10 points in the ballgame. We're tied up now at 30 points apiece here at Boys High School basketball. Here's Hendricks again. Free throw line jumper. It's around the rim. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. That's Hendricks now with 11. A minute and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. 32-30. Cougars have a two-point lead. Here's Kometcher with the ball. Deep in the corner. They get it out on the right wing. A shot is up there by Hamill. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. That's Schlick with the rebound. Schlick gets it away. Now to Mitch Hendricks as he hustles into the forecourt. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball down there is Shipley. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Ruballet. Shipley picks her back up in the corner. Now he's double teamed. Throws it out here on the wing. Now back to the top of the key. Hendricks for three. Shot no good. Rebound battle for. Foul is called. Jaden Hamill comes down with a ball there for Blue Hill, but a personal foul is going to be called on the Sandy Creek Cougars. It's going to go on Austin Nacky. That's going to be his first personal foul. So the team fouls are now even at two apiece. Sandy Creek has a two-point lead in the scoreboard at 32-30. We're down to 1 minute and 10 seconds to play here in the third. Blue Hill will come back with the basketball. Here's a Mitch Ruballet with it now. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe as he hands the ball away. That's Busboom with the ball, not at Ruballad. Ruballad dribbles once, gets it back to Maverick. Busboom in the corner. Two-handed pass goes to the right wing on the far side, takes it down on the baseline. Turnaround jumper down there. It's going to be no good by Jaden Hamill, and the rebound comes down to Kuda. Kuda's got it for Sandy Creek off to Mitch Henricks. Here come the Cougars. Henricks left side, stops over here. Henricks looking, comes out in three-point territory to Nacky. Nacky gets the ball to Leposky. Down to 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Cougars with a two-point lead. There's Kuda twisting and turning. His shot is good. And we got a foul before the shot. We're going to have a foul before the shot, so the bucket will not count by Andrew Kuda. The foul is going to go here on Chase Golter. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Anthony Grazier. Grazier comes in. Also coming in is going to be Parker Trumbull for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 31.3 seconds to play. 32-30 is the score. Sandy Creek with a two-point lead. Grazier has got the ball in three-point territory. Grazier over on the wing to Leposky. Puts it down in the corner to Kuda. Kuda drives the baseline underneath the basket. Here's a bounce pass to Schlick. He puts it up there. No good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down here by Busboom. Schlick misses the easy one from point-blank range. 15 seconds to play here in the third. Cougars have a two-point lead. Here's Jace Crano with the ball now. The bus boom, left sideline. A shot is up there for three. No good. Grazier grabs the rebound. 2 seconds. Grazier launches a shot from backcourt. It's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Sandy Creek 32 and Blue Hill 30. You're listening to high school basketball at a priest.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation wells from Shuck Drilling Company and Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, slow serve pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe and supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company and Edgar, since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. 32-30 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a two-point lead. The Cougars outscoring Blue Hill in the third quarter, 9-2. There's a pass that's going to be come in. It's going to be intercepted by Blue Hill, but the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So Sandy Creek played it in on the far sideline. The ball was intercepted there by Jaden Hamill. He comes running back the other way, and the ball is tipped out of his hands out of bounds. That's the 16th turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game as Blue Hill will play things in. Out here to Ruballad in three-point territory. Sandy Creek is in a man-to-man defense near sideline. That's going to be a Maverick Busboom who stays in there with four personal fouls. Down in the corner is Ruballad. Ruballad gets away on the dribble now, brings it back out. Here is Grazier. We'll pick him up defensively for Sandy Creek. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Here's Ruballad in the lane. Pass down low. It's going to be mishandled by Trumbull. And the ball's going to be taken out of there by Sandy Creek. 16 turnovers now in the Bobcats. There's Mitch Henricks with the ball. He's going to be fouled out here in three-point territory. A foul is going to be called here on Maverick Busboom. That's going to be four fouls now on Maverick Busboom. The inbounds pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Trumbull. No, it stays inbounds now. Trumbull saves it right to the hand. It's a Kuda. Kuda gets the ball down low to Caleb Schlick, and he lays it in. Trumbull saves the ball for Blue Hill, but right into the hands of Andrew Kuda, who found Caleb Schlick wide open underneath the basket. 34. The 30 now. Sandy Creek has got their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a shot taken from the right corner. It's going to be no good there by Maverick Busboom, and the ball is brought down by Kuda. Kuda gets the ball now to Henricks. He'll bring things up. Sandy Creek with a four-point lead. Down in the corner, Grazier for three. Shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Somebody poked the ball out of there, and a personal foul is going to be called. going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Anthony Grazier. Grazier picks up his first personal foul. High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by Agrex Incorporated, by Shuck Drilling, by CPI Mr. Tire, and by Brian Shaw, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. 34-30 is the score. A four-point lead for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Blue Hill has got the ball. Jaden Hamill has got it out here in three-point territory to the near side to Mitch Ruballad. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Busboom puts the guy in the air and now drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Leposki. Leposki to Hendricks. Now to Kuda. Shot good and he's fouled. Hendricks gets the assist. Andrew Kuda gets the field goal. He is fouled in a play. Kuda has now got 6 points in the basketball game. Personal fouls whistle on Crano. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three. Team foul number five on Blue Hill here in this second half of play. Kuda to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is out of bounds. No, they save it. Now it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy ball. Blue Hill trying to save it down there from going out of bounds. It was flipped back onto the court there by Hamill. And it goes out of bounds, so Sandy Creek will play things in. Here comes Golter back in. Here comes Luke Feynman back in. So Feynman will play with four fouls. Maverick Busboom has also got four fouls. Chase Golter has got four fouls for Blue Hill. 36-30, Sandy Creek with a six-point lead. Cougars out of the ball. Mitch Hendricks on the left side of the lane gets it out here to Caleb Schlick. Out of Grazier. Grazier brings it to the near sideline to Leposki. His pass can be intercepted. Intercepted here is picked up by Ruballad. That's turnover number 17 in the ball game for Sandy Creek. Near sideline, Maverick Busboom comes out to Trumbull, top of the key. Swings it to the right side to Golter. Now inside to Feynman. Shot good. Luke Feynman scores in the paint there for Blue Hill. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 36-32. The last five games between Blue Hill and Sandy Creek have been decided by a total of 9 points. Looks like we're headed that way again. 36-32. 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Mitch Hendricks with the ball out here in 3 points territory, up near the 10-second line. Hendricks looking to drive it against Feynman. Can't do it. Hendricks gets away, dribbles to the elbow. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Kuda, his shot from 10 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Pass to the far sideline is going to be out of bounds. Again, the Bobcats turn the ball away. Chase Golter had the rebound, and he rockets the pass out of bounds right at the midcourt stripe. And now Matt Schwartz and Druber wants to call a timeout for the Cougars. Timeout on the court with 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 36, Blue Hill 32.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Glenwood Telephone, also by South Central State Bank, by Ron's Pharmacy, and by New Beginnings Preschool. 36-32 is the score. Sandy Creek has got a four-point lead. Cougars with the ball. They lob it inside. Kuda grabs it, shoots and scores. Andrew Kuda scores there for Sandy Creek. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. That gives the Cougars a six-point lead, 38-32. Blue Hill comes back with the ball. Kometcher has got it deep in the corner, right side to Feynman. Feynman's pass out on top is going to be tipped. Grazier trying to grab the ball on the far sideline, and the officials blow the whistle. He's out of bounds. Grazier down on the floor trying to get possession of the ball. He's out of bounds as his leg touches the far sideline. So it'll be Blue Hill playing things in. 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 38-32. Sandy Creek has come from 14 points down here in this ballgame. Crano comes in. Coming out is going to be Luke Feynman now for Blue Hill. Bobcats will play things in on the far sideline. Maverick Busboom has got the ball. Busboom comes on the near side. Ruballad, his shot for three is up there and in. He buries the three-pointer from the left side. Ruballad now with 13 points in the ball game, and now Blue Hill wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a break with a score. Sandy Creek 38, Blue Hill 35.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Sandy Creek going to play the ball in here. 38-35 is the score as we approach the four-minute mark. Here in the fourth quarter, Hendricks has got the ball all over here to Shipley. Lobs the ball inside. Schlick grabs it and shot good, and he's fouled. Caleb Schlick gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play here. Schlick now has got 10 points in the ball game. The foul is going to go on Chase Golter. And Golter just fouls out of the ball game with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Leads with 6 points, all six in the first half of play. So Golter is out of the ball game now. Here comes Jace Crano back into the ball game for the Bobcats. Going to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a 3-point play as the big guy, Caleb Schlick, 0-1 so far tonight. Dips an E. Shot is up there. He banks one home. He banks one home from the free throw line. And now the Cougars have a 6-point lead. It is 41-35 with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. And now we've got another whistle away from all the action. Busboom had the ball out here in 3-point territory, but a foul away from all the action here. It's going to go on Schlick defensively for Sandy Creek. Three fouls now on Caleb Schlick. It's going to be Blue Hill playing the ball in. Maverick Busboom from baseline left side to get it in down to the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Feynman. Feynman's fall away jumper off of the baseline is no good. Doesn't even draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Kuda for Sandy Creek. Kuda gets the ball away now to Hendricks. Right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Blue Hill stay with a man-to-man defense. Shipley has got the ball, lobs it inside again to Kuda. His shot is up there, left-handed, and scores. Andrew Kuda now with 10 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek leading by 8 points. 43-35. All of a sudden, the Cougars attacking the lane here, and Kuda is fighting some easy baskets inside. Now Blue Hill turning the ball away. That's Rubalet on the far sideline having problems with a dribble there against the Brady Shipley. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Hendricks will inbound the ball, and now Blue Hill is going to be attacking in backcourt with 3.5 to play. All of a sudden, the Bobcats find themselves down by 8 points here in boys high school basketball. It's 43-35. Mitch Hendricks to the ball. Hendricks dribbling on top there against Kometscher. Hendricks goes to Shipley, cross-court pass, Grazier takes it down on the low block right side. His short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. That is Busboom with the rebound, gets it to Rubalet. Long pass down the floor, they throw it away. Off of the fingertips of Kometscher out of bounds. Another turnover on Blue Hill. 17 turnovers in the ball game now for the Bobcats. 3:07 to play. Sandy Creek leading by 8 points, 43-35. Cougars have the ball. Here's a Mitch Hendricks out here in three-point territory, picked up by Shane Kometscher. Hendricks behind the screen, throws it to the near side to Shipley. Now to Hendricks, shot on the baseline, good, and he's fouled again. Hendricks gets the field goal to go down on the baseline, this time just to the right of the basket, and he's fouled in a play by Kometscher. Hendricks will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. So bam, just like that, the Cougars out to a 10-point lead, 45-35. Blue Hill has scored only 7 points here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Mitch Hendricks. Eyes the bucket, shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. We got a foul and the rebound. Grazier is going to be over the back. Hendricks now 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. Personal foul is going to go on Grazier. That's going to be his second, but that's only the 15th foul on the Cougars. A 10-point lead for Sandy Creek, 45-35. Mitch Rubalet has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Goes over there to Kometscher. Lobs it down in the corner to Feynman. Back outside here to Kometscher. Left side, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Crano. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Brady Shipley with a rebound for the Cougars. Gets it away now to Mitch Hendricks. He walks the ball off the floor this time against Kometscher. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Grazier. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass inside to Kuda. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kuda. Follow shot good. The Cougars right now crushing the Bobcats in the paint. 47-35 is the score. Sandy Creek out to a 12-point lead in the ball game now with 2:09 to play. Kometcher down the left side of the lane. He throws the basketball to the near sideline. Out of bounds. Boy, the Bobcats, the wheel has fallen off the cart. 18 turnovers for Blue Hill now in the ball game. 47-35, the Cougars out to a 12-point lead here in this basketball game. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected away from Cooley. His loose and backcourt is picked up by Grazier. Grazier has got the ball to Henricks. Henricks now to Shipley. Shipley, nice pass to Grazier. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. Grazier goes to the free throw line. Foul is going to go here on Kyle Teffer of Blue Hill. That's going to be his first. So to the free throw line for Sandy Creek will be Anthony Grazier. He's a 53% foul shooter. He has not scored so far in this basketball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls down through the hole. They'll have another one as he was mauled in the act of shooting. The Cougars have opened up a 13-point lead. It is 48-35. Here comes the next shot by Anthony Grazier. It is up there, and the shot hits the front iron. He gets the back spin down the hole. It goes. Sandy Creek has outscored Blue Hill here in this quarter, 17-5. 49-35 is the score. Cougars have the lead. Blue Hill has got the basketball. Kometcher at the top of the key, drives it to the wing, now gives it up. That's Jaden Hamill with the ball over there on the right wing, picked up by Cuda of Sandy Creek. Gets it in the hands of Maverick Busboom now. Tua Ruballard comes across the top to Kometcher, moves it down in the corner, back out to Kometcher on the wing. 1:27 to play here in the ball game. Bobcats need to get some shots away. They're down by 14 points, and now they're going to call a timeout. Joe Hubble finds his offense really struggling to get the ball inside to where they want it. We got a timeout called here. 1:22 to play in the ballgame. We got a break with a score. Sandy Creek 49, Blue Hill 35.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek has outscored Blue Hill in the second half, 26-7. It's now 49-35. Cougars have the lead here over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Blue Hill, if you're just joining us, they jumped out to a 16-2 lead in this ball game. Blue Hill led it at the end of one quarter, 18-5. Since then, since the end of the first quarter, they've only scored 17 points. They had 18 in the first quarter alone. Blue Hill will play things in. Kometcher has got the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. Kometcher out of the wing. Now it's going to be Busboom with the ball. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Gives it up now. Rube Ballard has got it deep in the corner on the right side. As a Blue Hill trying to shake something loose here. As they swing it to the left side, Rube Ballard has 3-pointers put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Caleb Schlick. Schlick has got it now to Cuda. Runs it away to Mitch Hendricks. Under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek leading by 14 points. Hendricks comes to Caleb Schlick. His passing will be intercepted. Intercepted by Kometcher. That's the 18th turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Ruballard with the ball on the right sideline. Ruballard, bounce pass, right side of the lane. Is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Sandy Creek tried to save it with Caleb Schlick, but he couldn't get there. It goes out of bounds. So Sandy Creek going to bring in five new guys into the ball game now to mop up this victory here tonight over the Blue Hill Bobcats. 49-35 is the score. Dylan Hall is also going to check in here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So both coaches going to the bench with 40.1 seconds to play. Blue Hill will play things in from underneath their own basket. Dylan Hall getting it into the corner. That's a bus boom with the ball. Bus boom sends it inside to Hall. He mishandles the ball, a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Blue Hill. 49-35, a 26-7 spurt by Sandy Creek here in the second half has got him the lead. Here comes Sandy Creek back the other way, driving the ball over the basket. The shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouling the play. That is Scott Hill. Boy, he took off like a big old locomotive coming down the floor there. As Hill took it right to the basket, and he is fouled in a play. The foul is going to go on Busboom. That's going to be his fifth. So he's out of the ball game now with 29.8 seconds to play. He leads with 3 points. So Scott Hill will go to the free throw line. Tomorrow night is USHL hockey here on the Breeze. It'll be the Tri-City Storm on the road playing the Fargo Force. 7:15 for the pregame show tomorrow night. 7:35 will be the faceoff from Fargo. So we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Scott Hill will toe the mark for the Cougars. He's one out of two on the season from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. He'll get one more. Scott Hill up there for Sandy Creek, a six-foot senior. 49-35. The Cougars have a 14-point lead. Next shot is up there by Hill. That's up there, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. That's Jared Brockman grabbing the offensive board, and he is fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Dylan Hall of Blue Hill. To the free throw line, Jared Brockman for Sandy Creek. He's a 50% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. That's off of the right side, no good. He was 2 out of 4 coming into the ballgame. 27.9 seconds to play. Cougars leading by 14. Next shot is up there. He throws up the air ball from the free throw line. Jared Brockman goes 0-for. So the score remains at 49-35. Here come the Bobcats back with the ball now. This is going to be Jace Crano who's got it. He picks up the dribble. Out here in three-point territory. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be deflected and picked up here. And shooting and scoring is going to be Hall. Dylan Hall gets his first field goal of the ball game. Now we got a whistle here. And we've got a timeout called as head coach Matt Schwarzendruber wants to get some new folks into the ball game. So we've got a quick timeout called here. 10.3 seconds to play. Sandy Creek 49, Blue Hill 37.
Where do you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 10.3 seconds to play. Jordan Dole is going to inbound the ball here for Sandy Creek. He gets it into the near sideline. Ball's going to be stripped away. It's loose here on the near side, and now it's out of bounds. Right in front of the Sandy Creek bench, the official will come running in here. They're going to give the ball to the Cougars. We're seeing lots of folks in the ball game now. That one was 7.2 seconds to play. Sandy Creek will play it in one more time to get it down in the corner. On the right side to Brady Hendricks. The drive shoots and scores. Brady Hendricks scores there for Sandy Creek. And that is the ball game. The Cougars going to win it tonight over the Blue Hill Bobcats. They win by 14 points. A big, big second half for Sandy Creek as they erase a 14-point first quarter deficit. And they go on to beat the Blue Hill Bobcats tonight by 14. Final score in this one, 51-37. So Blue Hill drops to 4-9 in the season. The Sandy Creek Cougars improve to 9 wins and 5 losses. Here in the final score, it was Sandy Creek over Blue Hill tonight, 51-37. Back with a recap after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Blue Hill tonight. Sandy Creek wins in boys high school basketball. Final score, 51-37 here tonight. The Cougars outscoring Blue Hill in the second half, 28-9. Blue Hill jumped out to the early lead in this ball game. In fact, they scored the first 7 points of the ball game, got out to a 16-2 lead in the first quarter. Blue Hill led 18-5 at the end of one period. Sandy Creek chipped away in the second quarter. They outscored Blue Hill 18-10 in that second period, so it was respectable again at halftime at 28-23. Sandy Creek outscores Blue Hill 9-2 in the third quarter, and the rout continued in the fourth quarter as Blue Hill, boy, the wheel just fell off of the offensive cart after halftime as they scored only 9 points in the second half of play. And Sandy Creek goes on to win tonight over Blue Hill by a score of 51-37. So Blue Hill now drops to 4 wins and 9 losses on the season. They will play at Lawrence Nelson next Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Sandy Creek, they improved to 9 wins and 5 losses. They have a date with Thayer Central coming up on Saturday. Scoring in the ball game, first of all, for Blue Hill, they were led tonight by Mitch Rubalet. He ends up with 13 points in the ball game as he knocked down 5 2-point field goals, and he hit a three-pointer for his 13. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for Blue Hill. Luke Feynman ends up with 8 points. He had 4 field goals. He had 6 of those in the first half. 6 points for Chase Golter. He had 3 field goals, and he fouled out with 4:13 to play. Other scores, Maverick Busboom, he had 3 points in the ball game tonight on a three-pointer in the first half. He fouled out with 29.8 seconds to play. And then Dylan Hall hit a field goal late. He had 2 points in the basketball game for Blue Hill. Sandy Creek, they were led tonight by Mitch Hendricks. He comes up with 13 points. Andrew Kuda had 12, and Caleb Schlick, he had 11 points in the ball game. Other scores for Sandy Creek, Brandon Leposky, he had 8 points. Brady Shipley had 3. Brady Hendricks had 2 points in the ball game today. Anthony Grazier, he had 2 points. So Sandy Creek goes on to win as they beat Blue Hill tonight by a score of 51-37. Sandy Creek head coach Matt Schwarzendruber will join us on our postgame show here today. And Coach, boy, whatever you said at halftime, you better bottle that baby up. You guys are a lot more effective in the second half. Talk about that.
I tell you what, Mike, more than anything, it was just us taking care of the basketball. I mean, Blue Hill got off to a tremendous start. They were playing with a lot of energy and a lot of effort, which we told our kids would happen down here. And they were ready to play, and it didn't look like we were. We had way too many. I don't know what we had for turnovers in the first quarter, but it was awful. We dug ourselves a good 18-5 hole or whatever it was, and you know, we told them not to panic, and they didn't. Luckily, they listened there, and we told them one possession at a time, you'll get back in it. Defensively, we just tightened up. You know, we went to a little bit of a tandem, we called it a zone defense. It kind of took some things away that they were getting in the first half, like drives to the basket and open looks that way. So that helped a lot. But like I say, the biggest thing, we put some great effort defensively the last 3 quarters. I think we held them to something like 9 points in the second half, which is phenomenal in a high school game. Well, you know, I'll take that anytime. And that's, you know, kind of what these kids are capable of. When they put their mind to it and they get after it, you know, we feel like we can compete with anybody we play because of our defense. And that got the job done tonight.
Yeah, the defense really forcing a lot of turnovers. You got a lot of offense off of your defense tonight.
We did. You know, we got some things finally going in the second half there. We forced some turnovers where we were committing those turnovers in the first half. You know, I thought of the other 18 points, they got a lot of them in transition on us the first half just because we had some, you know, some bonehead mistakes and turned the ball over. I got some things going to the basket for them and kind of got us out of our rhythm. Once we finally eliminated that problem, we were able to knock down some shots, and that got our defense going, it seemed like. But the energy of these kids and tonight on both teams is really, really something to see in high school basketball. And when you come down here, it's going to be a tough game for us always, and they proved it once again tonight.
Second half, you had a great success getting the ball inside. Kuda had some easy field goals in there. Schlick had some easy field goals. Why were you successful in the second half getting the ball inside?
I think a lot of it was just our ability to hit shots in the perimeter. You know, it was a different offense we ran in the second half. The first half, we were wanting to run some things to get some drives going to the hoop, and they did a really good job of jumping out and switching those ball screens. So in the second half, we just completely went away from that. We went to a two-game set, and we were able to isolate our post down low, and we took their backside help away, which left it open time and time again. You know, I don't know what Andrew finished with, and Caleb had a great night too. And that's got to be your bread and butter. If you're going to beat people good down the stretch, you got to be able to play inside-out basketball, and that's exactly what we did tonight. Andrew got us going. We got some and-ones. We got some nice drives to the hoop in the second half. That Brady Shipley did a really good job coming off the bench and doing some things for us, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take seven or eight guys for us to beat beat good teams.
Yeah, Kuda ends up with 12, and Schlick had 11. Hendricks had 13, so a nice little three-headed monster right there.
Oh, we'll take that all the time. You know, I always tell these kids – one guy that scores 20 isn't as effective as two guys that score 10, or one guy that scores 30, I'd rather have three guys in 10. And that's kind of what we're coming to. We're getting into a groove now. We're figuring each other's tendencies out and things like that, and we're doing a good job of finding the open man. I think we probably had 20, 25 assists tonight to go with those points, and we did a good job of finding the open man once we finally settled down and got into our rhythm.
So, Sandy Creek, you guys, like we said in the pregame show, on a little roll now. You won 5 out of your last 6, so you head for Third Central. This game, after falling behind, 16-2 in the first quarter, 14-point deficit. That give you guys a whole lot of confidence that you can play with just about anybody. Huh?
We hope so. Getting down 16-2 to a team is about like playing somebody really good even, I think. But I told them, great effort coming back, but don't do that to me again. That's enough of that, getting down that hole. But yeah, this game builds a lot of confidence. One thing we had not been able to do yet this year was to win 3 in a row. And that was one thing we talked about tonight, was coming in and getting over that hurdle, getting over that hump, and winning 3 in a row and keeping some momentum going into the toughest stretch of the season. Our conference is going to be an absolute bear. I mean, there's teams in there that are surprising people, like Sutton, I think. I figured they'd be pretty good. Yeah, I think they're surprising some people with their record. But Coach Spongberg always does a great job of getting those kids to play hard. Wilbur's off to a nice start. David City's surprising people, and Milford's good again. So you're going to have to bring your A game every night, basically, for us from here on out. We really don't have a slouch left for the next 2-3 weeks.
All right, congratulations on the win. We'll see you again.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Matt Swartzen drew with the head coach for Sandy Creek. Again, the Cougars coming back from a 14-point first-quarter deficit, and they go on to hold Blue Hill to only 9 points in the second half. 28-9, they outscore Blue Hill. And it was Sandy Creek picking up a 51-37 win over the Bobcats tonight. Blue Hill ended up shooting 40% for the ball game, 17 out of 42. Sandy Creek was 18 out of 36 for 50%, right on the nose. Three-pointers tonight. Blue Hill was 1 out of 9 for just 11%. Sandy Creek hit 4 out of 9 for 44%. From the free throw line, Blue Hill got there only one time. Blue Hill was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek was 13 out of 24 for 54%. Rebounds, Blue Hill had 22. Sandy Creek had 21. Blue Hill out-rebounds Sandy Creek 6-5 on the offensive end. Turnovers, Blue Hill had 20 of them. Sandy Creek had 18. Blue Hill had 9 steals in the ball game tonight, 11 for Sandy Creek. Block shots, we had Blue Hill coming up with 1 block shot. Sandy Creek had 2. Again, the Cougars getting a balanced scoring attack. Mitch Hendricks with 13. Andrew Kuda had 12. Caleb Schlick had 11 points. Sandy Creek wins it tonight 51-37 over Blue Hill. Bobcats again led tonight by Mitch Rubalet as he comes up with 13 points in the basketball game. In the girls' contest, it was Sandy Creek beating Blue Hill tonight by 10, 50-40. Sandy Creek also takes the boys' encounter 51-37. But the statistician here at the Blue Hill Gym tonight, Gene Shaw, for our producer and engineer, back to the radio station. John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Blue Hill.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.